Now, things I'm salty as fuck about. Why is it? It's like the only test of strength is by how much you're willing to take. Be it at work. How sick can you be and still work? But before having to let your boss know that you need to take it easy that day. Or before it's noticed, because you don't want to tell your fucking boss, because then they act like, I don't know, it's personal. I'm sorry. I purposefully want to feel like shit and not be productive and not make money. Like, I mean, be it when you're in school and you're having severe social anxiety and it's paralyzing and you don't want to leave the fucking bathroom to go to class because you just can't handle the thought of walking in front of everyone one more time to be called out. You know, like, people want to sit here and act like things don't affect anybody, but we're constantly growing and changing, and we're products of our environment. There's something to be said for nature versus nurture. And it's just sad. I mean, when it even comes to relationships, it's like, she was so strong. She, you know, she was able to forgive him and take him back after he cheated and destroyed their family. And, you know, because they thought it was best for the fucking kids. I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not always best for the fucking kids. Honestly, my parents, like, I'll be real. Like, I love them to death. They're good people separately, but together they should have not have had kids. Straight the fuck up. Like, it's just how I feel. I'm their only kid together, but it's like, y'all, like, I can see the differences and, like, how maybe if they just split and kept it split, it would have been different. But honestly, it's as jacked up as it is, a lot of times just that staying together for the kids bullshit and holding on for what you think is what's best. I mean, what's worse, your kid struggling to watch you pay bills on your own, or your kid watching you be either physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually abused all the fucking time? And that's an example to your son how he should treat women, and an example to your daughter of the love she should accept. I mean, I watched my mom cry and struggle over the bills she couldn't fucking pay. And my dad lived in the same fucking town and would pick me up every other weekend. And when I would ask, because my mom would ask me to ask him because they couldn't talk. Yeah, it was awesome. It would be, Dad, you know, Mom wanted to know if you could help out, like, you know, with some groceries, or I need help with glasses or dental work. And sometimes my dad would throw me some bills, but it was never bills. It was like 20s, if I was lucky. And it wasn't like that. Like, my dad wasn't the type to, like, yeah, I'll throw down for that. Like, no, that just wasn't a thing. Like, he always said he didn't have the money and whatever, and financial situations are what it is, whatever. I just remember what I remember from when I was little. But I just remember my dad didn't really give much. You know, my mom worked a few jobs. She fucking, and she built that house. She made that what the fuck it is. So don't, you know, like, I rep and I respect strong fucking people. You know, strong single parents, strong people. I respect people, but how fucked up is it on the other side? It's like I'm sitting here and talking about my mom, how she's such a strong fucking badass female because of the things she went through and what she survived. And I'm over here on the other side. How fucking sad is that? You had to do that. She had to be both partners. She had to figure out a fucking way because there was no other way. And that's what kills me, is a lot of times the strength, it's like, it's that moment when there is no other fucking way. And like for me, it's like, I'll work myself to fucking death. I will work myself to the point of exhaustion and to where I'm like freaking out and I'm not eating enough, and I will, like, starve myself. I lose weight when I'm working, just because it's like, you get so stressed and trying to be everything to everyone, and you're not worrying about yourself, because it's like, no, I have other things that I'm worried about. I'm being paid to do a fucking job. I'm doing that fucking job. I'm doing it. But at what level is it like, wait a minute, This isn't fair. Why is it a requirement of me to give so much of my fucking self to where it costs me? To where the underhanded compliment, oh, you're so strong for putting up with this as long as you did. No, I fucking wasn't. I was traumatized and I was stuck in a position where I was like, no, I have no other way to get out of this. I have no other way to solve this. So, guess what? I gotta keep fucking going or I'm gonna fall trying. And that's how it is. You're either fall or you're gonna die. It's like, but I'm gonna keep trying. I'm gonna keep fucking going. And it's like, people look at people who don't have a lot of commitments like they're pieces of shit. Like, oh, they can't keep a commitment. They can't, you know, just stick to it and, you know, stick with a job for a really long time or buy a house and do the whole shindig. But I'm also like, how much strength does it take to be able to pick up and start over all the fucking time? I mean, there's something to be said for maintaining a fucking lifestyle, but if your lifestyle is picking up and leaving every year or two or every 6 months, whatever, I mean, why the fuck not? It's like, there's so much strength for staying and putting up with it, but you're dogged out for choosing you. And maybe that's what it is. It's because it's seen as selfish. It's like, oh, how dare you fucking want to move on and do better for yourself because you know you're not well. You know, and that's what's so frustrating. It's like, I think I've said it before where it's like, the fucked up part is that you can have an excuse for why you do what you do, but it's like it's up to other people to decide if it's a good enough reason. And it's frustrating. I mean, it's like, how strong are you? Like, in high school, it was how strong are you to put up with bullying and hazing and everything? And it's like, because the second you went to anyone, it was just like, oh, you'll deal with it, or oh, kids are being kids, or just ignore them. And it's like, rise above, be the better person, don't let bad, you know, bitter people make you bitter too, don't let the world steal your kindness. But then it's like, I'm not saying it's changing me, but I'm just wondering, when do you stop rising above and you start holding people accountable for what the hell they're saying? That's my question. Like, why is it? Why is it? It's like, dude, freedom of speech is not free from repercussion. Like, why is it like, for in order for me to rise above, I have to let them go on pretending, oh, it's okay? No, fuck you. I mean, I don't know. I always think about, like, if I raise kids and if I have children, and I always think about what my mom had said. She said, if you can't learn to advocate for yourself, how will you advocate for your children? Which, for me, I always think about with my daughter. I want her to know that, you know, it's always okay to take a break from kindness to throat punch a motherfucker. I mean, I'm sorry. If someone makes you feel unsafe and they're in your space and in your fucking zone and they're threat, you know, it's like, why do you have to stay nice and submissive when someone's making you uncomfortable? I never understood that. Like I had the same thing. Like, I would never make my daughter or boy, like, I'm not trying to only specify one gender, but I just imagine I'd have a daughter and, you know, but, it doesn't matter. I'd love my child no matter what, fucking, but it's like making your kids hug relatives when they're not comfortable hugging relatives. It's like, what are you teaching your child about consent? It's teaching them that if adults say it, you have to do it, which for me is like, no. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I hope I can raise kids that are less fearful than I was. You know? That's all I hope. I hope I have enough strength to be a good enough mom that my kids can understand their strength in themselves. You know? I think that's what, I don't know, that's what makes me think about all this shit, is I think about the type of world my future children might be in, the kids they'll raise their kids in, you know, or the kids their kids will be with, you know, like, how's it gonna fucking be? And it's like, I feel like we're at this phase of, like, people are scared to say certain things because they're misunderstanding the point. And then some, too many people are utilizing messages in the wrong way and hindering the whole point. It's just impressive. There's a lot of contradictions, and it's just really hard to think for your fucking self when it feels like everyone's trying to do your thinking for you. And it's not always on purpose. It's just kind of, I don't know, is it human nature to constantly want to, like, when we're talking about our lives, to sit down and look at someone else's from a other perspective, be like, oh, this is what you could be doing, you know? It's really hard to turn that shit on yourself and realize you're the toxic person in your fucking life. And toxic has become such a word, like, I see it all over Facebook and shit, and it's like, don't be the toxic, sometimes you're the toxic person, and blah, 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 and I'm going through a thing, and I'm like, okay, yeah, it's true, you can totally be the toxic motherfucking person, but also, sometimes you have to understand certain symptoms of anxiety, you're gonna automatically assume everything's wrong with you. I'm just saying, like, as I've grown older, it's just some things, I really realize it's not that my mind is bad or it works against me. I try not to think like that, but let's be real. Sometimes you really overthink things and you have to fucking tell yourself, look, shut the fuck up. What will be, and I stand by what the fuck happens. Because it, I don't know, it's like I'm trying to train myself and I'm kind of at this phase of like, how strong am I before, you know, I finally figure out a way to get health insurance and go talk to a counselor or go deal with something. I mean, because the worry is that they'll just put you on a fucking pill and say this will fix everything. But it's like, I don't know. I don't mind the way I see the world. It's just the cost of seeing it. Sometimes my brain doesn't want to see the good side. You know? Anyways. Thank you for listening. Things I'm salty as fuck about. Just trying to figure out, where is true strength? I mean, I can see both sides being able to hold on. But with both sides, like, there's strength in holding on, like, but at the same time, I just really feel like there's something to be said for realizing when it's time to walk away. In a lot of situations, I mean, things that used to be just a little red flag become fucking deal breakers. Anyways, again, thank you for listening. So, for you, what's real strength?
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.